1340-96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. In the news, Amador County District Attorney Todd Reby announced this week that his office will be retroactively applying Proposition 64, which legalized the possession and recreational use of marijuana for adults ages 21 years or older to misdemeanor and felony convictions dating back to 2008. Reby says they will be unilaterally reviewing, recalling, and resentencing an estimated 450 felonies and misdemeanor cases which have been sentenced retroactively to 2008 and will not require any action by those who are eligible. The new policy will affect individuals who had suffered a conviction for possession of 28.5 grams or less of marijuana, or possession of 8 grams or less of concentrated cannabis when he or she was 21 years of age or older. It will also affect individuals who had suffered a felony conviction for possession with intent to sell marijuana, sales, furnishing, or transportation of marijuana, or cultivation of more than 6 plants. They may have their felonies reclassified as a misdemeanor if they meet certain requirements. Reby added, hopefully our actions will assist qualified individuals in gaining employment and housing. The review and resentencing of these cases will be handled by the DA's office with no additional resources to do so, but according to Reby, it's the right thing to do.
Well, Amador fire units called to a residential structure fire early yesterday morning. According to the Amador Fire Protection District, the two-story single-family residence in downtown Volcano was fully involved when crews arrived around 2 a.m. Now, the residents were home at the time of the fire, but were all able to flee to safety with no injuries. Now, while the cause of the fire is still under investigation, officials say they believe the fire started outside of the home. Crews able to bring the fire under control about an hour after arrival. Units from AFPD, CAL FIRE, and one rehab unit from Ione Fire responded. Firefighters remained on scene throughout the morning, checking for hotspots and flare-ups. And another fire in the area, firefighters battled a vegetation fire that shut down Highway 49 early yesterday in Calaveras County. Now, the flames broke out around 3:20 at the intersection of 26 along the side of the roadway. Highway 49 was closed just north of Moke Hill to just north of the Amador-Calaveras line for about 20 minutes as equipment and crews worked to extinguish the blaze. Now, according to CAL FIRE, firefighters able to contain the fire at about a quarter acre in just an hour. The roadway completely reopened in the 4 o'clock hour. The cause of the fire under investigation.
And a town hall meeting dealing with the Calaveras County Tree Mortality Program will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the West Point Community Hall. Hosted by District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi, a number of topics ranging from the county's tree mortality program, wildfire preparedness, and plans for local fuel break projects will all be addressed. Members of the Calaveras County Tree Mortality Program will be on hand to answer questions. Also, property owners who have received letters requesting right-of-way entry permission for the tree mortality program or fuel break projects are encouraged to attend. For more information, contact Sharon Torrance.
And travelers on Highway 12 between Valley Springs and San Andreas should plan for delays. Paving will take place just east of Double Springs Road near Toyon Middle School to Central Hill Road. Caltrans will conduct one-way traffic control tomorrow on Highway 12. It could cause traffic delays for up to 15 minutes at a time. Motorists should be prepared for significant delays from 7:30 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. Again, this is tomorrow. And either plan for extra time or, if possible, take an alternate route.
And all boys and girls, you're invited to participate in the annual Scoutorama event this Saturday. Sponsored by the Amador District Boy Scouts of America, this year the celebration includes local Girl Scouts as well. Scoutorama will be held at the Italian Picnic Grounds on Sutter Hill and will showcase leadership, skills, fun activities, monkey bridge, climbing wall, archery, knot tying, camping, arts and crafts, service projects, and tomahawk throwing. This fun event is set for Saturday from 9 to 3 at the Italian Picnic Grounds. Call Mary Lou at 304-2371 for more information about scouting or Scoutorama.
And another back-to-school night here in Amador County. Tonight, Community School and Independence High will hold their back-to-school night from 6 to 8 p.m. at Independence.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.